What if 90% of your annual revenue came from just 6 weeks of work? In other words, 6 weeks a year, you go really hard and you get 90% of your overall annual revenue. That is exactly what Sarah Hennington discovered when she built a custom candy hearts business that generates six-figure income during Valentine's season while being virtually dormant the rest of the year. This is the Seasonal Business Goldmine. Welcome to Side Hustle School. Welcome as well to Weekend Workshop. This segment's all about helping you learn the key steps to a new hustle, one step or concept per week. We're using the book Side Hustle from Idea to Income in 27 Days. It is available wherever books are sold. I'm taking you through those key steps along with listener stories and examples. And so for that first half of the year, we went through the 27 steps. The second half, we're looking at more detailed case studies. So let's talk about Sarah Hennington. Now, Sarah worked in marketing. She spent her days helping companies communicate more effectively with their customers. This job gave her insights into consumer psychology, seasonal marketing trends, and the power of personalized products to create emotional connections with buyers, which is what custom candy hearts are all about. It actually came from a frustration Sarah experienced while trying to order personalized Valentine's gifts for her company's clients. She wanted something unique, memorable, and she went looking for custom printed candy hearts that would allow her to include her company's message, but the options were surprisingly limited. Most candy manufacturers focused on mass production of standard messages rather than customization for smaller orders. And the few companies that offered customization had minimum orders that were too large or turnaround times that didn't work with her timeline. And she was like, well, maybe I can do that. Well, actually, first she noticed a couple things. First, she noticed market research. The Valentine's Day candy market was enormous, but dominated by large manufacturers producing standard products. Very little customization or personalization, because that's not how those businesses worked. Whereas small businesses and individual customers are willing to pay premium prices for personalized products, but they needed reasonable minimum orders and quick turnaround times. So the seasonal nature of Valentine's candy created unique market dynamics. Demand was highly concentrated in a 6 to 8 week period, which created an opportunity for the right person, perhaps Sarah, to focus intensively during peak season. All right, so that's great. We've got this need. Sarah has noticed this problem, this gap in the marketplace, but now she has to get to work. So she starts by building relationships. She finds candy manufacturers who can produce custom hearts efficiently while she focuses on customer service, design assistance, and marketing. And she just kind of accepts that this business will be seasonal. She begins preparing for each Valentine's season months in advance. She secures manufacturing capacity. She updates design templates and plans marketing campaigns before the customer demand peaks. That way she's ready to go because during the peak weeks, she processes hundreds of orders daily, hundreds of orders every day, while most of the year has minimal order activity. She's really got that intensive season during those 6 to 8 weeks because that's when customer demand is high. All right, let's take a quick break. Then let's talk about how she actually launched, how she went to launch, how she scaled, how she has worked up to hundreds of orders a day during the busy season, and what the result has been. What are the growth results, and how might you implement this idea or this concept, or at least this way of thinking, into your first or next side hustle? Stay tuned. Sarah launched with a focused website that made custom ordering simple and also provided examples of how personalized candy hearts could be used for different occasions. The site emphasized the emotional impact and uniqueness of custom messages instead of competing on price with standard products. And then within 3 years, Sarah's custom candy hearts business was generating six-figure annual revenue despite operating at full capacity only 6 to 8 weeks a year. The seasonal concentration actually gave her advantages because it let her focus intensively during this time of peak demand while maintaining her marketing career during slower periods. Custom Candy Hearts business also gave Sarah entrepreneurial experience and confidence that enhanced her marketing career. So she positioned this side hustle as something that she could go to her boss and say, hey, this is actually going to be good for my work here as well. It wasn't like something that she had to hide or feel like she was cutting corners. The financial security she got from the side hustle also made her feel more secure in her work life, like her day job work life, because she was like, hey, I'm here because I want to be part of this business, not because I have to. I'm not only doing it for the paycheck. So for everybody out there who's looking to start their own side hustle like this, what might you do? And whether you're focusing on a seasonal business like Sarah did or something else, step one is to look for gaps between large-scale manufacturers and individual customer needs. What can you do that the big companies are not thinking about? Step two, research whether customers in these markets would pay premium prices for a personalized product like Sarah did or some kind of superior service during a time of peak demand. Step three, develop a business model that embraces the intensity rather than trying to smooth demand throughout the year. You can structure your pricing and operations around these concentrated revenue periods. And step four, build operational capabilities that scale quickly during those peak seasons while remaining efficient during low demand periods. Sarah's seasonal business works across other holiday and seasonal markets as well. Could be holiday decorations or gift items for Christmas, Halloween, other celebrations. What about personalized graduation or wedding products? Or even custom sports merchandise aligned with specific seasons or championship periods. The whole pattern is basically seasonal market where customers value personalization and premium service and then build a business that embraces that intensity instead of fighting it. I love what Sarah was able to do with this project. I know that you can do something like it too, or maybe it's not exactly like it, but I know that you can do something. And as I say at the end of these episodes, it's better to have a simple idea you can start right away than a brilliant idea that never launches. I'll leave you with that today. Thanks for tuning in. Next Weekend Workshop coming up in a week. Of course, new episodes in the interim. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.